Ashley and Jay reunite. Larissa wants war. And Nicole drops a bomb. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, hey.
Welcome back, guys. Woo. Welcome back. You know what time it is. It's 90 Day Fiancé, happily ever after time. Are any of these couples actually happy? That is, you know, what's tea? Let us know. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. To the left of me, I have Stacey Olivas and Linda and Twee.
Hi, guys.
You know, the OGs.
Yes.
We honestly have a lot to talk about. We've got our news and gossip, got our special segment, What Do You Think? You guys, go ahead and hop in the comments now. We're going to start with Chantel and Pedro when we get there. But before we start, what were you guys' overall thoughts on the episode?
A lot of twists and turns. I wasn't expecting some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of twists and turns, but some of it's predictable.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're starting to move along a little bit more rather than laying up. I feel like they're laying out the foundation so much. Now we want some more of the juice.
Right. And I feel like next episode we may start getting more of the juice. Right here is just kind of like that transition episode. It's like, all right, come on.
Let's do this.
Yeah. So I'm just
hit us with something crazy.
Right.
And we're like, what?
Yeah. I mean, we got
been married the whole time.
We got a little something something with Nicole, but we'll get to her later on in the show because I mean, we missed our girl. But you guys, for anyone tuning in right now, we're gonna start with Chantel and Pedro, then we'll head to Colty and Larissa, and then Russ and Powell, and then we'll go from there. I'll let you guys know after that. So with Chantel and Pedro, Chantel meets up with Lydia and Nicole. What did y'all think about that whole conversation? Did it go anywhere?
It just stayed still.
Pointless.
It's the same thing. I think she went in with the same attitude, so it isn't going to change the whole thing. And they're not going to change. So either you like become flexible and change how you're reacting to them, or you're just going to fight more.
So Linda, were you neutral, or do you feel like Chantel is in the wrong, or like
no? I think it's different, and here's why it's different: because it's the first time that I saw Pedro actually stick up for his wife say, "I'm going to go back with her. She's my wife." And even though he didn't really agree with a lot of the stuff that Chantel was saying, he still was like, "That's my wife," which is the first time I've seen him do that. So I think that, you know, his mom and sister are so evil, and they're not nice to her. So why would she change her stance? You're telling her that Pedro should stay and that he shouldn't be with her and all this stuff. You really are trying to break them up.
Right.
And you really are butting into their relationship.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, yes, I get culture, because in our culture too, your family is super involved as well in your relationship. But there has to be boundaries, and you have to set them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That boundaries is what's missing. No one knows their place. And that's where the lines get blurred, and people think they can say things that, like Chantel told her, so basically, it's okay to have an opinion, but it doesn't always have to be said. And I feel like she thought it was a dig, but it's facts.
I know, but I think in this circumstance, Chantel needs to play it smart and not say anything. I know it's like, because it's no matter what, they're going to be against her. They've been against her from the beginning. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I know it's like she's silencing herself, which is not cool, but I do think in order, because she really wants to be with Pedro.
Yeah.
She wants him. That's why I feel like she needs to play it smart. I know it's kind of like, but sometimes you need to pick your battles too. And you came down there and you knew it's going to be a problem. You know the sister's out to get you. You're just going to fight with them. So like, you went into this dinner, you have to be smart about how you like let this conversation go. And I know they're going to come at you. And it's kind of like,
I agree with you in the sense that she needs to be smart. I think that she was smart in that situation. She stood her ground. Where she wasn't smart is when she didn't go up and say goodbye. Because you stood your ground. You said, this is my relationship. I'm 50-50 in this. He's not going to be my leader or whatever. Only in charge. We're both going to be in charge because I'm a liberated woman.
Mm-hmm.
Then what she should have done to act like, hey, we're cool, is gone up and say goodbye, because that was really disrespectful. If you want to honor the culture, if you want to give them a little bit of leeway, then don't sit in the car, because it's rude.
Right.
And I think also you have to understand, like, this is how he's raised, like, his whole life, like, especially, like, in the Latin culture. Like, you're a lot of the men, people are going to disagree with me, but are raised like the man's the man. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's not that it's good. It's that machista, machismo crap, but it's not good. But I'm saying, like, they're raised like this, so it's like a part. You know what I mean?
That's,
and
then
it's
of
like
the mom's business, though.
I know, but then it's like the family is like the new, you know what I mean? Like, well, it's hard because I've seen it where it's like, you marry someone, you're marrying their family too, and yeah, like, there's going to be fights with them. You know what I mean? But so you have to kind of like,
you have to have
boundaries, of course, but you also have to like pick your, I think in this situation, no matter what, his family is against her. Like, they're going to try to, they're going to continue to keep trying to break them up. So that's why I think she has to also like be cautious on how she, like...
Well, she was cautious. Yeah, we saw her not even bring up the situation with Obed. Mm-hmm. So she was like, okay, because I know that's a battle that I'm going to lose.
Yeah, that's a huge one, yeah.
But I'm glad that she stood her ground.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too. Yeah. I'm glad she stood her ground because it is her relationship.
Right. And it's they just, can't just keep putting their input in everything, you know?
I know.
So she
did her best. It's like a lose-lose. I think even if she... That's why, I don't know, in my circumstances, I would have just stayed quiet and been like, go for it. Even, no matter what, I'm going home with Pedro. He's coming with me.
But Pedro wanted them to talk about.
I know, but like, I would just fake it. just be like, okay, that's cool, but later we're going to leave, and that's just how it's going to do. I'm not going to even put my energy into you guys.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight with you. I know you need to set boundaries, but also you guys live in different countries, too. So, like, that's a huge boundary already to, I don't
know. Well,
I would have handled that really differently, but...
I normally wouldn't say this, but our girl Nicole was not being too aggressive, and I was actually like, oh. She hasn't popped off yet? Okay.
The sister Nicole.
I'm like, okay. She's just speaking, but I think I've noticed for the most part, she doesn't go crazy when she's with her mom. But when it's just her and her brother, that's when she feels like she can get all, mm-hmm, you know? And that makes the mom feels like Chantel is the crazy one, yeah, because she's not seeing how Nicole acts when she's not around, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
And I didn't like how she didn't respond to Chantel's question, like, are you trying to break us up? And, like, why did you show the video? And she kind of was like,
yeah,
dancing right around it, and she never really actually answered the question.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're never going to give her what she wants. Do you know what I mean? They're not going to explain. They're, no matter what, they are against her. Yeah. That's why, I don't know, for me, I wouldn't just waste my time. I would just be like, okay, uh-huh, that's great. Not that I actually am going to go along with this, but, yeah, I mean, like, you could say what you want, and I'm just going to...
I get what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? I just don't.
But I also think, too, that they need to know that she knows that she's onto them.
That's right.
True. You know what I mean?
Like, so, they need to feel the heat.
So, call you out on it, you may dodge, and not do anything, but at the end of the day, you know that I know.
Right.
So,
I see you.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of seeing things, you guys, we have so many shows on the AfterBuzz TV network. You can listen to us on all platforms. You know, share with your friends, your family, your husband, your dog. I don't care. But just get the word out.
Find us on iTunes. If you go on iTunes, you can find us there. And you can rate us, give us 5 stars, guys. Comment there, too. You can also find us on Spotify.
Yeah.
We're there, too. Yeah. You guys can hit us up on YouTube right now. A lot of you guys are in the live chat, I'm reading all your opinions right now. Rory Sr., Estella, shout out to you guys. Skinny B111 is with us. Kimberly Mayfield. Woo, guys, we love hearing you. I'm reading all of it. It's coming in. Steven for Evan. Passenger Charming.
Hey, all of y'all.
Some of these names, I'm like, you guys are funny. I love this. I'm, like, reading it really quickly. But thanks for joining us. Yeah, guys. Comment there, too. Comment on YouTube. We want to hear your opinions. Join us right now in the live chat.
Please do. Now, Colty and Larissa.
Colty and Larissa.
He is honestly the passive-aggressive king. And it kills me. It really bothers me. That's nothing to be proud of.
I know. And it's sick the way I'm all... But he doesn't really, like, spend a lot of his energy. Like, he's just like, okay, Larissa. Like, and she's like, you know, getting all pissed. But I'm... Not that it's
I was
smart.
Team Larissa. This whole situation was just like, I was just Team Larissa.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, my mother is a sweetheart. And just like, come on, he's automatically taking her side. But we have to talk about when Larissa called him out about his mom possibly being his lover.
Well, everyone.
I'm like, she said what we've been thinking all this time.
I have been saying that since day one.
Oh, my God.
I've been saying that since day one. And when she said it, I was like, I'm not the only one that thinks that. Your wife thinks that.
Yes.
So what does that say about you? Do you know what I mean? And can I just say one thing? He, again, I've said this before in the past, but I'm going to say it again. He's like a sociopath. Someone who stays that calm and, like, digs at her. And she's all the way up here, and he's, like, talking like this. I'm sorry, you're like a crazy person.
That's why you can't react. Like, you just can't. You just gotta be like, okay, I'm gonna keep my cool, because there's people that will keep pushing your buttons until you burst. And I feel like...
And I think that's why she ended up in jail 2 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of this crazy nonsense that he's doing.
He's not showing emotion. It's just like, okay.
He gets off. From the beginning, he gets off on her reacting and her being like,
did y'all see him walk over and drink the Jack Daniels?
Yeah.
He just, like, chugged it like it was nothing.
Like it was...
And it was all this.
Yes.
And then put the empty bottle back in the cupboard.
See, and maybe Cole also is, like, the drink... You know, you're drinking and stuff. Like, I mean, this is something interesting that just came out of nowhere.
Like water. It went down his throat like water. I'm just saying.
Cole T gone wild.
Yes. But I was actually glad that she called him out. It was necessary. She was mad. She called him out of his name a few times too.
But she is
tired. She is sick and tired, and she has the right to be. Then at the end, you guys, we saw him kind of say, "I don't like you. I'm tired of you. I'm going to divorce you." Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the most we've gotten out of him. It was just like,
think about what he said, right? Mm-hmm. So she's calling him names like fat pig and loser and all that.
That's
stuff,
what I'm saying.
Right?
You can't react.
But all he says is, "I'm tired of you. And I'm going to divorce you," which is passive aggressive, and it's a threat to her staying in the U.S.
Right.
Right? So he doesn't say much, but when he says it, he goes all the way in because he knows that that's her biggest fear.
Right. And she said, "Are you threatening me?"
Yeah, because he was.
He was.
And who knows, too, because, you know, like, the whole looks thing, this just came to mind, is, like, you know how she's like, "I need to fix this." And who knows if Colt makes digs at her also, women, you know what I mean? And then she gets more insecure about that. So there's... more than we haven't, seen at all.
I can only imagine what they've cut out. Because, I mean, this is a long episode. They have so much footage to, like, kind of go through. Just imagine what we haven't seen.
Oh, my God. Release it. Please, like, release it online. Release it somewhere.
Somebody.
Passenger Shaming in the live chat said she dodged a bullet on that doll, and he's practically Ted Bundy.
Yeah. He's a crazy person.
Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for him to see the footage of Debbie going off. Because after he said she's so sweet. She's a sweetheart. She had to do something
like
crazy.
Like, what did you do to provoke her? That's what he's pretty much saying, like, passive aggressively.
And she did nothing. And we saw Debbie go off. Yeah.
And then Rory Sr. in the live chat said, "Larissa is a savage at times."
Yeah.
Would you be?
What would you guys do? She has no one on her team. She has no one defending her but herself. So I can't see why she wouldn't be.
Right. How do you sleep at night? Like, next to him?
I don't know, but we know what she doesn't want to do, and that's be next to him anymore.
Yeah.
And she's, I mean, like, calling him these names.
Dirty Piggy?
It's like, it's
that's messed up, because all that shaming is not cool.
But, I mean, it's Larissa.
Like, everyone
I'm not,
is
no,
like,
we're going to laugh at this, guys. We're all going to laugh together because it was funny, okay? It was funny in this situation.
She reacts, though. She's like...
It was just like, I mean, that's Larissa. But she was just letting it all out, you know? It was time.
And then he's like, "I bailed her out. I spent thousands on her."
You spent, like, $200, dude. Like, calm down.
Bailed her out of jail because you're the one that, like, provoked the problem, the whole thing.
We see through him.
Gets us heated. Yeah. Like, Colt gets us heated. So I can imagine living with the man.
Yeah. And we're heated, even though we know she's happy now. I'm still mad about this situation.
For real.
I'm still heated.
For real.
All right. Stella
said,
"Say anything?
I would sleep on the floor."
Make a cute little palette.
Yeah. Well, we saw some of those videos, actually. If you guys look at my Instagram, 90 Fancy Now, the old videos, and she actually made, like, she couldn't sleep next to him. There's a video she posted, and she was, like, sleeping on the floor.
Oh.
And he was like, "Let me
that
come.
Was after
Remember?
The fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got that serious. I mean, she had to do what she had to do. All right, Pal and Russ.
Aw.
Now, their situation, I mean, I just feel like it's kind of like forced drama, because it doesn't even have to be a situation with them. They are, you know, a happy couple, have their baby. She does tell her mom how Russ's family made him feel. and she was not having it. She was super heated. So I think that's where the drama is going to be with them versus it being about her, like, the holding the baby.
Because it's not about holding the baby. Yeah. She still holds resentment towards Russ's family and specifically Patty, his mom,
right,
for not making her feel comfortable while they were living there. So I think that she's trying to kind of almost take some power back, saying, okay, well, you guys made me feel this way. When you come here, I'm going to kind of make you feel the same way, mm-hmm, by withholding my baby, which is your grandchild.
Yeah.
Because that's a stupid thing to say. Like, you're going to not let the paternal grandmother, hold her grandchild?
Yeah. And even the visit was awkward. When she first walked in the room, it was just, you felt the tension. First off, you knew it was fake. The conversation they were having, it was just fake. Oh, yeah, look at it. And then she just kind of, like, opened the
blanket,
like, oh, just take a peek or whatever. You know what I mean? And I don't know.
That's some people can say it's because
he was eating. Axel was eating. But it still wasn't a good meet. Like, it was just like, okay, well, you can see the rest tomorrow. You can see him again tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you think that she told the mom that before to cause the problem, kind of?
Yeah.
To get, like, so the mom has her back, and, like, there would be more.
She needed to, because her mom was saying, like, you're being rude. It's kind of rude not to let the grandma hold her grandchild.
Yeah.
So she needed a reason.
Yeah, so before the story, she said, you know, you're being selfish, mm-hmm, right? So she should come here, and she should be able to hold the grandchild. That's her right. And then Pa was like, oh, well, she did this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this to me. And now the mom is feeling resentful and wants to actually confront this lady that she's never met before. And think about it. You and I are friends. We've never met Stacy. Mm-hmm. I tell you a bunch of stuff about Stacy before you even meet her. Bunch of stuff. You already now have a preconceived notion of who she is. So you're looking at her sideways when you first meet her, even though you don't know anything about her. That's the same situation.
Yep.
And it's more because they're blood. And Mama Bear is going to be Mama Bear.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's going to go in Pal's
favor?
Well,
I think also the mom thinks maybe, because she also mentioned how she was like, well, maybe it's because you're Colombian. So maybe like the racial, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff played where she's kind of like, Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, where that's going to be...
The undertone.
That's going to be, might be the undertone. It might not be
anything.
Overall. It might not be anything.
Yeah.
But because of that, like, you know, it's a sensitive thing. So I feel like that mom... I don't think that was fake, her reaction, though. She was like...
She was upset.
And when the mom walked in, she was not even like...
Do you think she's actually going to confront her? Or do you think she's just going to chill for Axel?
I think she will. Mm-hmm. And Russ's mom, like, seems really nice.
Yeah.
Like, she seems pretty, like, stable, civil, like, you know?
But we know how it was in Oklahoma, too. So it's just kind of like...
I mean, the way she's acting now, and then maybe they think it's because she has a kid.
Yeah.
That's what people think. I don't know. I just was like, oh, man, this lady's going to gain in life.
I just hope that there's not too much tension. I mean, let's just focus on the baby and keep it moving. But you do, I mean, she's obviously, going to have to confront her. And,
there's going
to
be drama. You guys know that. Right?
I don't know why it makes you more sad about their drama as opposed to, like, Andre and, like,
because
the next couple.
Because they're a happy couple.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And like, they're, like, our favorite.
Yeah.
If we have to say we have a favorite, they're our favorite and we're happy. We like them.
Yeah, we do.
So we don't want them to really have the drama.
Yeah.
But you know, I have a question, though. I thought it was interesting that Russ feels like Pa won't let him help out, mm-hmm, when he said that to his mom. I was like, well, you're the dad, like... How could she not let you help out?
Right.
And how could she not want the help? It's a lot of work having a baby.
And then he said, well, she won't let her mom do anything either to try to make it, make his mom feel better.
Yeah.
And that's not the case.
The mom was like, I'm holding my grandkid.
Right. So, like, come on. He just tried to kind of, you know.
Like, ease it.
Yeah.
Like,
sugarcoat. But he wasn't asleep. We saw you. Mm-hmm. We saw that.
I think it's going to get, like, sad. I don't know, this next coming episode, I think it's going to be pretty sad for the... I think the mom is going to...
I feel like maybe cringeworthy. I wouldn't say sad. I just think, like, oh, no. Okay, she said it. She confronted her. What's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Like that. But I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah.
What I'm not ready for is this Ashley and Jay, you know, situation. They are reunited.
Roller coaster.
But before we get to them reuniting, we'll just start with how they did at the beginning of the episode where... she basically tells him if he wants money and food and a flight to Florida, he needs to sign the papers. He signed them, left, And what threw us all was when he came back.
2 days later.
2 days later. And I'm confused as to how he just came back randomly. And she was so surprised. He didn't have money to get to where he was going. How did he have money to
come
back? Did
she pay for that flight?
She paid for that flight to come back.
She had to have.
Who else?
Like, or maybe the brother paid. The brother, mysterious brother that he has in Florida.
I don't know.
The friend called and was like, Ashley needs you.
And it was just such a surprise. Like, oh, he showed up. And I just feel like that's more of a I'm not ready to let go type of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, we spent 2 hours hearing you say, my marriage is over. I want no part of him. I never want to see him again. You sign these divorce papers. You throw all that drama. Uh-huh. And then the following week, you have nobody. You're all alone. You have all your friends that we see all the time that have your back. So, Jay, who told your friends to call Jay? And who told them, hey, you're the only one that can come and take care of her? Come on now. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And then he kind of eases in there and is just like, yeah, well, if you want to fix us, you know, we can after you get better.
Right.
He knew what he was doing. She knew what she was doing. She's not over it. She wanted him there a little bit. She was playing she was sick, but we know.
It's just so unhealthy. Like, overall, it's, like, extremely unhealthy. Like, Absolutely. It goes from, like, one extreme to the next to, like, oh, we're back to everything's great.
I hate you.
Like, I'm calling the cops on you to, like...
Restraining orders.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like,
immigration, you know?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you said, thank you.
There's some, like... Yeah, I'm not going to say it. Never mind.
Honestly, her friends are there, like you said, all the time for her.
Definite issues.
She could have easily called up a friend to come help her. Period. Oh. That's all there is to it.
Steven forever says she loves trashing him, so he keeps coming back for more. She loves the control. Do you guys think it has to do with control?
Well, yeah, a little bit, because when he was in the bed and he said that, she was just like, you know, I don't think this is... Like, she felt like she had the control again. I don't think this is, like, one of those situations, like, you know, where we're just, together like that, you know? I don't know. I felt like she felt like she had the control again. Because when he left, I mean, he was on his way to Florida. He's good. It's Jay. And then, you know, she's sick now, and, you know, and now he's saying, oh, well, I want you back. He wasn't saying that before she got sick. I really want to, you know, he wasn't saying it to her face. Like, I really want to fix this.
Yeah, but he was saying to camera that, you know, he let a strong, good woman leave his life and all of this nonsense. And he wants a second chance. You want a second chance, try like a fourth chance. Yeah. This is not the first time. It's not the second time. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Damn, this is like a roller coaster.
It is.
Imagine being in this. Like, yeah.
And it's hard to believe what to believe with these two. Like, what are we believing with these two? You know what I mean? Just 3 months ago, you guys were doing a wedding photo shoot. Yep. And then all of a sudden, you guys have restraining orders against each other. And then someone's in detention. And then you're sick. And then you're not. I mean.
And social media. Like, and it's just a lot of back and forth.
It's too. And the fans are, like, getting mad and, like, different sides. And it's causing a lot of... chaos.
And it got really dark this week. I know you guys have probably seen it.
Yeah, we got that, some stuff to talk about.
That was really a really dark situation and nothing to joke about. So whatever, if it's alleged, whatever it is, that's dark.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like so chaotic that it's like, I mean, well, we'll talk about her in the news now, but it's kind of like, I mean, I did the Jersey Shore after show and it's like the Jen and Ron situation now. Like, I'm like, is it going to that extreme where it's like, become
crazy and dangerous.
And yes, yeah. And we're along for the ride.
It
but
starts
now
like this.
That's what I'm saying.
It starts like this. So we'll see. I hope not.
Don't but do
we'll
this
talk
at home.
More about that in news and gossip. Next, we'll go to Elizabeth and Andre. And for anyone in the chat, after Elizabeth and Andre, we have Nicole and May. So with Elizabeth, she has her baby, and like we figured, her mom was there.
Yeah.
No one's gonna go through that without their mom, like, willingly.
Yeah.
Let's be real. But everyone seemed to be happy. Do you think that Andre will change when the baby gets home?
I sure hope so, because he seems ridiculous right now. Like, I see him, like, so prideful, and he doesn't have a sense of reality. So when her dad was like, hey, listen, what's your plan? Because, you know, you have another mouth to feed, and you don't have a job. Yes, you have your handyman ad, and you think it's all going to work out.
Yeah.
But babies are expensive. Mm-hmm. And you know that diaper that your wife just went to change? They go through those very, very quickly.
Yep.
So how are you going to pay for all of this? Because he doesn't have a plan.
He doesn't.
But then he gets, like, defensive. And I thought it was really funny when Chuck was like, well, I'm glad to actually finally see the place that I've helped pay for.
Right.
You know?
He throws a little shade in there.
I like the dad. He's very straightforward.
He's straightforward.
Very, like...
And I want Andre to, like, snap out of it.
Yeah.
This guy has helped you so much. What if he closes his wallet, then what?
Right. I mean, I honestly do not think he's going to change. If he was, the second he walked in that house and saw Chuck, it should have been, you know, what do I have to do?
Yeah.
I need to provide for my baby,
yeah.
Raise her right, you know, make sure she needs for nothing, wants for nothing.
Yeah.
What is it that I have to do? I'm sorry, and let's figure this out. Because this is serious now. She's here.
Yeah.
It's interesting, too. Do you guys see, like, the dynamic of how he, like, because when you have a mother-in-law, father-in-law, I don't have one, but I'm saying, like, in general, like, how you talk to them. Like, where it's kind of like,
he's always rude.
There's no appreciation, nothing.
Nothing.
I can see Andre, like, the type of guy that's going to get mad because Elizabeth's paying attention to the baby, and he wants attention.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that type of guy that's, like, a spoiled brat that, like, hasn't grown up.
Yeah.
And maybe his dad was super nice, and maybe they were really nice to him and didn't, I don't know, but
you know,
he ended up being very... bratty.
It's funny that you say that because his dad is so sweet.
Yeah.
And says opposite, but I'm thinking that he probably was spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he turned out the way he is, because he has no sense of, like you said, gratitude, no sense of reality, and so prideful to the point that he looks crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he looks crazy. Like, you seem crazy to me because it seems like you don't know really what's going on.
His baby can't even change him.
Yeah, and that was the other thing I was going to say with the car seat thing, how
he was supposed
to order the car seat and he didn't order it in time, which is probably a money thing with your handyman thing that you didn't have enough of.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you use the hospital car seat, and here's the thing. You know, your wife is a new mom and she, you know, has this new baby. She's asking you to slow down and you make it about you. You don't slow down and you say, I'm a better driver than you. I know what I'm doing.
Right.
What?
He's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people in live chat, like Israel, Therese says Andre is rude. Well, Pastor Jamie, Andre's dad is a gem. Like, everyone's saying the dad is nice, but then, yeah, Andre's just a mess.
I mean, I don't see him changing at all.
I think it's interesting how she talks to him, too. How she was like, since the brains of didn't want to get the car seat or wanted to get the car seat last minute.
Yeah.
Like, everyone kind of mocks him, too. Like, they have no respect for him either.
Because
he's like...
And he doesn't show that he needs it. He doesn't deserve respect with the way he's acting and how he lacks respect for everyone that he comes in contact with. It's like...
He needs to humble himself.
Definitely.
He needs to humble himself, and he needs to get a proper job.
Yeah. So, speaking of proper jobs, I'll go, Nicole. It's time, Nicole, to get one of those.
We got a ticket.
Because we cannot keep doing this with you, girl. We cannot. You done spent your last on these tickets and as and pretends to be happy, you know, and then we find out you're not even going. It's a waste.
I'm so done with her. I cannot, when she's like, I'm going to see the love of my life, and we're going to be so happy, and all our problems are going to be behind us, and I booked my ticket, and then what do? They just print on the screen 2 weeks later, she cancels her trip. No kidding, because he doesn't want you there. So what, did he have another family emergency?
Right. And then what happened with the money?
Yeah.
The $6,000, she tells us there's no store, which we all knew. We just wanted the words to come out of her mouth.
Right.
And tonight, they finally did. But it's just like, everything's just so made up. And she thinks like, oh, well, it's because everyone,
but
so much pressure.
Where's the money? Because she didn't answer that question.
She didn't.
Where's that $6,000?
Where is it? Hashtag free the $6,000.
Yeah, hashtag, like,
find it.
I want to know what he says to, I want to know what Asen says to Nicole in these long conversations. Like, how are you getting in her head that much? Or I just think she's not in reality. Like, what?
She's not. She even said she wants babies with him.
Like I said, and I've been saying this all season, locked up. Like, she just needs a man that's in like that. Because at this point, that's what she has. She gets nothing. It doesn't, I just can a girl be that, like, that way?
Guys, remember what Robalee said, right? She's like square pig, round hole. Like, she's like a bull. She's just going to keep going until she gets what she wants.
Yeah.
She's sticking to this situation. And she's sticking to it because this is what she thinks she wants. And she's not letting go. And even if it looks crazy, sounds crazy, it's not working out. She's spending all this money. And she hasn't seen him in what? How long now?
Like a year.
But she's like, that's my man, the love of my life. Remember when Robalee said that, you girls? Can you remember?
Yeah.
That's at the beginning.
Like, sometimes people say that, then, you know, eventually it fizzles out. Like, that's, like, a little normal, but...
And they tried to get us to feel bad a little bit with the cute video.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, and I'm going to be with the love of my life. I was like... Like, the way she talks about it is even, like...
And she's a little childish. You know, even like, well, I had to because you guys are making fun of him.
Yeah.
Like, stupidness. Stop.
Stupidness.
Shake her.
And like, then she's like, May, we're getting the ticket. Yeah. May, come here. And poor May's so cute. Yeah. And she's like, we kick it.
She's
like,
and then when she said, what's Zahn doing? He's fishing on a boat. Like, I died of laughter. Like, really? Is that what he's doing? Do you know that for a fact? Oh, what? You didn't ask him any questions? Got it. Because he was tired.
Right.
It's a mess.
All right, you guys, I think it's time to move on to our special segment, What Do You Think?
But that's none of my business.
Yes, none of it. Stacey here is going to ask us a few questions. What you got for us, girl?
You think. I'm still, like, wrapped up with Nicole right now. Like,
it's a lot.
It's a case that needs to be solved.
Real talk.
Okay. Okay, question number one. Should your husband or wife always be there for you when you're sick? Like, is that...
If we're separated, you can go.
But if you're together?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Always.
That's easy.
Mm-hmm. What about if you're separated?
In Ashley's situation,
Better or worse, sickness and health. But they were divorced, so they're not together. Yeah. They're not married. They're divorced. He signed his paper.
So in Ashley's situation, should Jay have been there for her?
Hell no.
Yeah, I couldn't go.
Like, stay in Florida. I'm good.
Yeah.
I will get good. I will be fine.
Right.
But some people stay friends, like, after they divorce or whatever.
The way that went, the police were called, this is not that type of situation.
Preach, girl. Preach!
I love these questions because Alec just gets heated. She's like, that is not going to happen. Okay, next question. Can anything ever make up for cheating? Anything. Can anything ever make up for it?
Such a hard question. I'm going to just hit you with the maybe face.
Really?
Because people go through stuff, you know, in marriages when you have children. It just depends. That's a hard question. So I'm just going to put maybe. I'm not married yet. I don't know nothing about nothing. That's none of my business.
Right, because then, like, we could jinx ourselves and one day get married and be like, damn. Well,
I'm going to say no because I know how I am. And you know what? I don't think I could let it go. Do you know what I mean? In order to move past it, you have to let it go. And if you don't, it makes you like a crazy person. You start doubting everything that your partner is doing and all of that. And I just don't want that type of stress in my life.
Yeah.
I don't think so either. No? I think once the trust is gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't jinx myself one day. Guys, by the way.
Okay. All right, last question.
Okay. Is it okay for one person to be dominant in a relationship?
I mean, yeah.
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 You think so?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Yes. You put a maybe. Why maybe?
Because sometimes I think it can go too far. And I think there's, like, one person that's, like, more could be, like, controlling or stuff like that.
You just need boundaries.
Yeah.
You can still be the macho man and run the house, but as long as you know not to get crazy, because I am a woman that will speak up for herself, then we're good.
Do you think what she said?
So who should be the dominant one, Alex? The man or the woman?
I mean, for me, it's the man, but you know not to go too far. Don't get crazy. It's just like, you know.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
So.
Same.
Situation. Anyone else have anything other than what we agreed on? Let us know.
Yes.
And tell us why as well in the comments, please. Oh, and thank you.
Kimberly Mayfield said, role play if you feel the need to cheat.
Okay. With the relationship advice.
Passenger Sammy says, I agree. I don't think I could ever let it go with the whole cheating.
Yeah.
It's tough. All right, news and gossip time, guys.
News and gossip. Okay, so I'm going to lead with the big news of the week. Jay is in ICE custody. He started a GoFundMe account, and the GoFundMe account, which is interesting, was started by his friend, and the friend is the stripper friend, if we remember. We don't know if it's the stripper friend from the bathroom or not, but his goal is to reach $5,000 to hire an attorney so that he can get out of this.
What does that say?
Detention. It says he's at like,
I think he's at like $3,000.
Are you guys help Jay, please? No, I feel like he needs some help.
Okay, so here's the thing. Sad. Are you guys sad about it? I'm going to move on real quick.
This I don't wish anybody. That on anyone.
This is his Instagram. He's changed his name to his real name, Conroy Smith. He's deleted or hidden all the photos except for the GoFundMe photo where he's raising this money. Now, I know we all have different opinions about his situation, but he put himself in this situation. That's what I'm going to say.
Dang it.
It's just kind of humiliating.
Fair enough.
I wish that on no one.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, speaking of Jay, his sister, Poochie, is speaking out against Ashley.
Woo!
I'm gonna read what she says, and then I'm going to tell you what it means. Ashley, why don't you tell the people what you did with the GoFundMe money that you said was for dialysis? Have you guys noticed her flat belly and small waist? Yes. So what she's saying, or is a few things. She's saying that the reason why Ashley goes to New York every week is because she has a sugar daddy out there that is married and that he pays her $1,000 a week to come see her.
What?
She's saying that, remember when Ashley was sick, and it's funny because it's coincides with this episode that we just watched where she went to the hospital, and then we noticed that in her social media, she did start a GoFundMe. She said she was in stage 3 kidney failure and that she was going to need surgery. So what his sister is saying is that all of that is not true. What's true is that she used that money to get a tummy tuck and, like, cosmetic surgery. So she's spilling the tea. And people have been wondering, like, what does Ashley do for a job? Because she jets here, jets there, jets here, jets there. And so the sister is saying, allegedly, that she's like a sugar baby.
You know what?
No comment.
When we had David and Annie on the Tomorrow Show, they mentioned something like this. Their interview about Ashley and lying to fans about her GoFundMe. And so that's what caused a lot of
stir
the pot. But this has been circulating, this
and
rumor.
And what's crazy apparently Jay knew about the sugar daddy this whole time. And apparently, she's the one that cheated first.
Is that why he said what he said on the couch? That could be.
I don't know. That's what. See,
free Jay, you guys. Free Jay.
I felt bad for him because I felt like there was some more shady stuff, like with the whole.
We just don't know.
I know. No, I'm saying free Jay because I want someone to speak on it. I want him to speak.
Okay, so this was in Ashley's story. A makeup artist got to glamour up, and I gotta say, she does look amazing.
She does look really pretty.
She looks really, really pretty, and the makeup artist did a really, really, really great job.
Okay, girl.
She does look pretty.
What else is happening with her is that in her stories, apparently she is being threatened by someone, and it says, next time you're in New York, you're dead, and I know where you go, B-I-T-C-H, and she says she's unbothered, see you next week, I'll leave my will on the table at home.
No one's unbothered by that, it's just like, come
that's
on,
not cool.
Death threats, it's just like, it's taking it too far.
Now, she's my fitness goals for sure, all
love
day, every
this.
Day.
And Fisa?
Anafisa was in Las Vegas. For her second competition, bodybuilding competition, and she met up with Larissa, and she was giving Larissa some posing tips. And here's the thing with that. So Larissa was really, really impressed by Anafisa and everything that she's doing, so we're thinking that maybe she's going to be the next person who's going to join this whole fitness craze and be competing. Congratulations to Anafisa, because she won every single category in Vegas.
Damn.
Yeah, so she won the whole entire competition, so congratulations to
her. That's exciting.
She's definitely fitness goals all day, every day.
To be that disciplined, too.
Man, can I get on that? Now, guys, I have this picture up. I want you to guess, who is this?
Chantel.
Pedro.
Pedro and Nicole.
Yes! Pedro and Nicole.
I only knew because of Nicole. Nicole looks the same.
Exactly. Yeah. Nicole, right? Yeah. So I thought that was fun. And then last but not least in this is Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy is saying, I need a new reality show. Is it time for 90 Day Fiancé? I never got into it, but I'm willing to dedicate myself. Chrissy, we're telling you, go ahead and dedicate yourself.
And then watch us.
It's all the tea. And then watch the after show, and we'll continue to dish all the tea for
you. Please and thank you.
Damn, Linda.
All right. With the Piper Hot Tea. Go, Linda. Yeah. That was really good, honestly, each one.
I'm just, like, keeping up. This 90-day stuff every day, it's, like, turning left and right and all over.
It is. Yeah. Predictions time.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We're going to do quick predictions. What do you think?
I think Ashley and Jay are going to get back together. I think they're together right now. I think it's all a lie.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Go there, for real.
Go.
I think that we're going to find out that Azan is married and that... Nicole's gonna find out it's gonna be a big blow up, and that's why she didn't go to Morocco.
Wait, do you think they're gonna? She's still gonna like bulldoze her way though?
No, I think she's gonna be heartbroken.
Yeah,
and you don't think she's? You think she's gonna give up?
Yeah,
I think that we're gonna see Andre and Elizabeth. I think we're gonna actually like something's gonna come out about him lying about this job. I do not think there's a handy job, honestly, and we're gonna know because she's on leave, so the money has come from somewhere. And if you're not pulling your weight and she's not getting these bonuses like her dad said, we're going to know. So it's the moment of truth for this couple.
Yep.
But you guys, you know where to catch us every week, same time. Your 90 Day Fam. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. Follow me all over social media at Hey Alex Bowers.
Hey guys, I'm Stacey Levis, and thanks so much for joining us in the live chat. I'm still reading these. Your comments are hilarious. You can find me all over social media at Stacey_Olivas and at 90 Day Fiance now.
And guys, Linda and tweet all across social media at Linda is so girly. Hit me up with the news and gossip, and I'll definitely spread the word.
Bye.
Yay. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.